Welcome back. It's still Anime FMK, only now we're fuck buddies. We're all married to, I was about to say different shows. That's not true.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I married, well, you and I married Place Further Than the Universe.
Yep.
And you got freaky.
Yeah.
What can I say if I'm not spinning in the air in the red moonlight? Can you really call it love?
That's way more poetic than that scene actually was.
Guys, we're here. I say we like to. This is the second time we've done this. I liked it last time, and I hope I like it again this time. At the end of the season, we want to go down and just give out, we've already decided who we're marrying, but we want to give out some awards to things that maybe aren't quite marriage material, but still have something to recommend them.
Yeah. It's definitely our way to acknowledge the best part about every show, unless it literally had no nominations, in which case... Actually, that would be even worse, because that would mean you'd even blip on our radar.
I mean, we kind of streamlined these categories a little bit last week, so yeah, I think there might be some things that don't really show up here, but... Let's start off, guys, with the personal awards. So most of these are panel awards. We're going to talk through them, try and reach some sort of a consensus. But we've got two categories here that are just... It's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. No one can second guess you. No one can... Kieran, I can't tell you who your waifu or husbando of the season is. That would be wrong.
That would be.
And I would never try.
Thank you. I respect you respecting my boundaries.
I respect your respect... Aretha Franklin. If she was in this season of anime, she would probably still not be my waifu because she's not the right person for me. There's a husbando out there that's right for her, and I'm not that man.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what I'm trying to do. It's been a long day, and it's going to be a longer day before the day is done.
I'm drinking after this.
I've not been drinking until I'm like 100% sure I'm over that goddamn cold that crippled me two weeks back.
Yeah.
I've found that sometimes I'll think I'm done, I'll think it's over, and then I have a drink and it all comes rushing back.
Mm-hmm.
So I take zero chances. This is my Lent right now, basically.
I'm drinking during this.
Oh man, Tyler's got the right idea.
Yeah, you know what? I wrote the drug and alcohol policy for this workplace. That's allowed. That policy uses the word shit-faced. You do not appear shit-faced to me. You're good.
That's not an invitation.
Hey, after we turn these cameras off, you do what you... After we break down this set and put everything away, you do what you feel.
Yeah.
I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but I'm here to ask you, Kieran, who is your waifu or husbando this season?
Man, I was hoping I'd be last.
You can be last. No, Scott, you go first.
Okay.
Akira Fudo.
Damn it!
Sorry, but like, not only is he kind of the perfect guy when he's not a demon, he also turns into a demon. I mean, like, have you seen him in his demon form? He's gigantic. Yes. No, there's just no question.
He literally comes buckets.
Yes, also that. Like, everything about Akira Fudo in that series is, like, done. My panties are the floor of a Jonas Brothers concert. What do you want?
Well, shit, I'm sorry. I thought that would buy you more time.
Well, I have a backup,
okay.
So it's okay.
Look, there is no exclusivity clause here.
I know, but it was between two. It was between Akira or... Hitomi from Killing Bites, because she's just hot as hell, and I want her to just ravage me and half murder me. That's all I'm saying. She's funny. She can transform into like super. It looks like Super Saiyan 4, and I really want to bank Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta.
All right, that's.
There's nothing new here. I've heard this.
I know. You already know all this.
You know what? I respect your choice, but not necessarily the reasons for it. I was also between two, very, very close. I wanna let her know if she's out there. Oh shit! This just got weird. I fucked it up.
No, it's okay.
Anyway, Cool Big Sis from A Place Further Than the Universe, very high up there in the rankings.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous, she is smart, she is competent, but you know, she's also kind of a drunk.
A little bit.
Yeah. And that's not my scene. I gotta go with the announcer from Killing Bites.
Ah, yes, good pick.
Because she is also gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is also competent.
Yeah.
But she is passionate.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a passionate side and she has a professional side. She gets business done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and part of her passionate side is driven by her need to be a professional. She's spectacular in that regard. And A+. That's actually Gavin's. He's like, that's my wife. And I'm like, good choice.
Yeah.
A+.
Yep. Yeah. Also, I mean, pencil skirt, glasses. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's sexy office worker.
Oof.
She's sexy boss.
But you know what? She could be a sexy boss, mm-hmm. but she could be a sexy subordinate, too. I bet she's a switch.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yep. I like it. Y'all, I like it.
Two from Killing Bites.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not.
It was aside from Devilman, maybe the sexiest show.
I mean, I've been known to call Killing Bites furry waifu bait, so I am not at all surprised to see two from Killing Bites. You know what? I know you don't like Rabbit. Rabbit's up there. Rabbit's,
Yeah. No,
I knew it. I knew it.
She might not be top tier waifu, but she's up there. Mm-hmm. She is in the upper echelon. Yeah.
She's fetish bait, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. You say that like it's a bad thing.
Oh, man. None of us have a drink in us.
Nope.
I'd like to point that out.
Don't need it. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's switch gears for a second. So that's what we would definitely do. Let's talk about what we definitely did that we wish we hadn't. This is the Hindsight Award.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is for a decision that we made over the course of the winter 2018 season that, you know what, hindsight's 2020. What would you do differently? Let's pause and reflect.
I'd have locked after the rain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? That's a good one.
Screw the rest of these. I'm sad I didn't lock after the rain. Because at least, one, I probably would have bumped off a bad show. And second, I would have had a good show. I should have locked that instead of Kokoku.
No, that's a good one. Actually, that's probably a pretty good segue into mine. I don't know. Tell me if you think this counts. Going into the winter season, I was the one pushing really hard for, we need to start this ASAP. We need to get that poll out ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
I think that decision was a mistake that we are correcting with the spring season. But I mean, this category was originally created for like fucks or kills that you would that you would change. I don't know. Do you think that counts? Does that scan? Does
I
that
think
track?
That works.
Okay.
Yeah. Considering we didn't get After the Rain and we also didn't get A Place Further Than the Universe.
Yep.
That came later because of Tyler's lock. Which, by the way, Tyler, congratulations on having the only successful lock.
I love them.
So, yeah, I that parses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Hoshin Engi. Like, that's like, man, it wasn't only an hour of my life, but dear God, it felt like days.
Oh yeah, I feel like my lifespan got shortened.
Oh,
I
know.
With that show.
I'm sorry. I feel like I partially committed murder. I feel bad.
It's all right. We'll all deal.
It was so bad though.
It was real bad.
It was
How
maybe
bad?
The worst thing I've ever seen.
So bad.
But you know, we put you in a bad position there.
Eh. Well, I mean, it was fine. It was just like, oh yeah, I can do this, so I will.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's also an artifact of the way our locks worked last season and, like, trying to choose something that the audience wouldn't choose. I don't know. It's weird. Everything's weird. Characters are weird.
They are.
Let's talk about the category that I am calling Best The Main Character, because people are pedantic assholes. You know what I mean. You can pretty much, you point out You point out a show, and you can pretty much tell me, with rare exceptions, who the main character is. There can be, you know, there can be multiple characters who are main, but there is the main character. And we've got down on this list, so we've got some nominees for these panel awards. We can add nominees if we realize we forgot something crucial. Mm-hmm. We can add them on the fly, that's fine. But here's what I've got written down. Best the main character. Chisei from Ancient Magus Bride. Shirase from A Place Further Than the Universe. Hitomi from Killing Bites. Yuzu from Citrus. Akira Fudo from Devilman Crybaby. And Akira from After the Rain. This is something else that we've talked about. Stuff that not all of us have seen, if it's part of this anime season, counts. But it's got a tough row to hoe.
Yeah.
Because if for her to win, I would have to convince both of you to place her above stuff that you have actually watched yourselves.
I believe in you.
So I can't see the chat right now, but I'm guessing there's at least one or two people in there wondering why Shirase is here and Kimari is not. And I think that's a fair question. Even I'm a little bit hesitant to put Shirase over Kimari. However, the fact is, while Kimari is the first character we're introduced to, he's the first person in the opening, is kind of the center of the show, it's Shirase's story first and foremost. Once we get to Antarctica, Kimari kind of moves to the background. Mm-hmm. She becomes less of a character, and it's more Shirase's story.
Yeah, you can tell it's her story because the climax is her coming to terms.
Yeah.
Kimari is a wonderful character. She will have her chance to shine in Best Supporting Character, but who's the main character of Sherlock Holmes?
Watson? You're begging for that.
Yeah, but exactly. It's Sherlock Holmes, even though Watson is the viewpoint character. You see it all the time in detective fiction. The main character is almost never the viewpoint character. In almost every other genre, the viewpoint character is also the main character. But in this case,
yeah.
Kimari is a wonderful viewpoint character. It's Shirase's story.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that makes sense.
Yep. So now we gotta get to the business of kicking folks off this list.
Okay, well, first kicking people off.
Yes.
Even though she's my waifu, I don't think Hitomi's the most compelling character. I think she has an okay backstory. I like her interactions with people, but she could basically just always be summed up as, I have one more thing. And that's it. She was like, okay, in the fight, I have this, oh, and that. I can also do this, and I will be okay. It's just like, that just was always her thing. I like her in the beginning. Feel like she had a bit more depth to her there. But her, like, getting all fawning over Shido and stuff, I didn't really like. I wouldn't say she was, like, the best main character. But she was a lot of fun on the screen, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a great presence anytime she's on screen.
Totally. Anytime she's there, I'm excited and I'm engaged. But I don't know if I'd say as, like, a character, especially one who, like, develops. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yuzu, girl, you got done dirty. You're a fun character. I like you, Yuzu. You're a lot of fun. You're spunky. You stand up for people. You don't take no shit. And I like that. Yep. And it's sad that you got done way too dirty.
Yeah, she's a good character in a bad show.
Good. There are a couple good characters in that show. And then there's Mei.
I'm trying to think of another good character in the portion that we saw.
Oh, her girl, like Yuzu's little girlfriend?
Oh, she's nice. She's fun. She's all right. Fun. I mean, whatever. But, yeah, I don't think Yuzu hangs on this list.
Nope.
I mean, look, I put Akira from After the Rain on this list. Not with the expectation that she was going to take the top spot. Oh, I suppose I should also explain how this works. For each category, we're going to keep cutting until we're down to two. And each category gets one winner, one runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's real good.
How good is she?
I don't think she makes the top two. But I was so pleasantly surprised mm-hmm. by how that show made her infatuation with her boss believable.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been just mopey emo girl. Mm-hmm. Her whole deal is she was a track star, up and comer, hurt her ankle, couldn't do track no more.
Okay.
She could have been one of those mopey, sulky characters that, yeah, you understand why they're so depressed, but God, they're just insufferable. Mm. And she's not, because the way she deals with that is she finds something else.
Mm.
She gets this job at this restaurant and gets this crush on this older guy and just kind of like dives headfirst into that and says, Track, what's that? Fuck it. I'm doing this now. This is me now. And I felt that was so relatable, especially for a high school aged character, because that's an age where you're trying on different identities.
Yeah.
And from an outside perspective, it can seem like you're being really capricious, like flitting from thing to thing. But that's just what you have to do at that stage of your personal development.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought she was a character that had so much more depth than, and in a show that had so much more depth than had any right to.
Was there any other shift? That sounds like it's very front-loaded. Was there anything else near the end that also changed?
Maybe.
Yeah, that show I do not want to do spoilers for since you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah, and I am going to watch it.
Yeah, there is a shift, but it's actually, yeah, the final episode has such a wonderful conclusion for that character.
Okay.
It was a conclusion that was very honest and believable. It could have been too easy, could have been too complete. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was just hopeful. Like, yeah, she's gonna be okay.
Okay.
But
who else is on there?
Well, you know what? Actually, before we cut Akira, how do we feel about Chisei on this list?
I really like Chisei. And in this season, she continues to be one of the more solid characters, just in terms of, like, she's still likable. She's still got her strengths. She just doesn't get utilized as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She's still good. She's still like primo, but I don't feel like I got surprised by her much in the second half. I feel like it was just a continuation from last season.
Yeah, I mean, we saw her come into her own a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much like continuing the trajectory from the first core, but it was gratifying to see her continue that trajectory, to stand up to Elias.
That was a big moment.
Yeah. To forge relationships with other people.
I feel like out of the whole cast of that show, she was always consistent. And I always was interested in seeing what she was going to do.
Yeah.
I feel like she served a great main character. And as a lens into the crazy fantasy world, she was always intrigued enough and willing to learn things, figure out how stuff works, and had like nothing to lose, which I like seeing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I still like her.
Sort of feels like we've made the two easy cuts, and now I'm looking at these other four, because we've got Akira from After the Rain, Chisei from Ancient Magus Bride, Shirasei from Place Further Than the Universe, and Akira from Devilman Crybaby.
I wouldn't put... Akira Fudo is pretty high on the list for me in terms of characters, because he has...
Yeah.
He's one of the more interesting, unique characters in this whole thing. One, by being a dude. but secondary,
actually, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. There's, a lot of girls this season. Mm-hmm. Wow, a lot of girls this season. but also by just the fact that, yeah, he's a demon. It's pretty different from the rest of them. And also, very inhuman in terms of, just how good he is at a lot of things. But while still being very vulnerable, very emotional, very empathetic, he's interesting to me. But I'm not sure how well of a main character he is in terms of... Because, again, the storytelling in this...
Yeah, I think... Because character, in the sense of, actually being relatable people, I don't think is really what Devilman is all about. I think its characters are almost more like abstractions.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
He's not somebody that I could imagine meeting in real life. It is really interesting seeing his idealism, pushed up against this horrible world.
Yeah.
I should note that when it comes to the quality of a character, relatability is actually second tier to a lot of, more importantly, a character that is entertaining or at least because I don't necessarily need the character to be so relatable. That's something that a lot of people get mixed up on. Mm-hmm. What I want to see is somebody that tells me a compelling story that I root for, that I want to see do well, and I don't necessarily need them to be relatable. Because, yeah, I couldn't relate much to Akira Fudo in terms of him as a person, but I do relate to, you know, the struggles of empathy, and that's his big thing. So, I don't know. It's difficult. This is a real, like, because there's a part of me that just wants to say, why are we having this conversation? It's Shirase from Universe. But
I think, like, Akira doesn't have much of an arc.
No.
Either. Like, he's largely that same kid who doesn't want to kill a puppy, who wants to heal the poor sick puppy at the end, just as much as he was at the beginning.
I mean, he ends up killing people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's a huge moment. Like, the penultimate episode, that's a pretty big character moment for him and, like, everyone around him, really.
Although he still tries to save the world and the humans.
He does, but he also just wants to kill the demons.
Yeah, that's kind of
more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that might be part of the problem, too, is that because so much of the story is allegorical, exists on the symbolic layer,
yeah.
Like, so much of that personality change comes across because he got a fucking demon put in him, as opposed to actual character growth. But, of course, that's an analogy for puberty and the way you grow up and yada, yada, yada. So, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
I feel like every time he was on screen, I was interested. I like how he was funny at times. He's very brash when he wants to be. He's also, but his empathy is really what carries it for me. How much he cares about everyone to a fault. He has a problem that he cares too much. But the show, like, doesn't really frame it that way. It tries to look at the bright side of that. And I don't know. I don't know how much that's his work and how much that's just the everything else around it working around that, too.
Yeah, it can be hard to separate the main character from the story.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the thing about being so central to the story being told.
And especially, as you said, when everything is very abstract and surreal, especially near the later half of it, where stuff just kind of happens and you see how he tries to deal with it. And he does take a bit of a backseat too.
I don't know. I'm like, hearing you talk so passionately about Akira's idealism, like that probably would have been the one that I would drop off the list, but you're sort of bringing me around.
I think it's just more so that he has immediately identifiable traits that service the narrative and the emotional angle of the whole story. If he didn't have this crybaby thing, the story wouldn't work. And I think that is a character thing, and that is totally in service of the story. But as you said, though, it is still really abstract, but I think, though, like, were he any more bland, I wouldn't have been able to stomach a lot of it, because I would have been like, what the fuck's happening? It's because I care about him, and because I care about who he cares about, that I gave a shit.
I'm looking at this, and Chise still feels like the weak link to me.
I kind of feel that, too. No, I guess if we're, you know, taking the second half into account.
Yeah, like looking at only the second half, like only the growth that, and it's not that there was no growth, like
no, because there was.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of that was kind of clumsy, and I didn't like it. Like, how she came to terms with her mother in a vision quest thing. I don't know. We don't need to rehash that whole thing here, but
I remember you thinking that was pretty weak.
Yeah, kind of did.
Look, I believe Chise should be off the list, and I voted for her as my waifu last time. I'm pretty sure.
Did you?
I voted for her as my waifu and Sword as my husbando.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You have one of each.
Yeah. Because I felt like it was only appropriate. I wanted to cover both my bases.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, let it be said, nobody on this list is a bad character, or they wouldn't be on this list.
No, no. I just feel like this is the hard part.
Yeah, this is where you have to make those hard cuts, but I think I'm cutting Chisei off this list.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Shirase is the best main character this season. Like, from
top I'm, to yeah, I think I'm inclined to be fine with her at number one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... It's...
Her story is the heart of the entire show.
Yeah.
But beyond the fact that her story is the most important, her character goes through a compelling, if not subtle, transformation of this girl who's completely driven to do one thing, but is kind of silly and a little bit like she's not that smart. She's kind of clumsy, but she's so passionate and driven that she's worked her ass off to get where she is. She's not airheaded like Imari, but she's not as, you know, book smart or as competent as Shiraishi. But she's fierce. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things about her, is how fierce she can be.
Yeah.
You know, she's the person who, when she gets off the ship, she says, in your face to the world. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great scene. She's doing it not only for herself, but to show that everyone who said that she couldn't, that she could. And I love that part. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love to see a character who's doing it to stick it to the world. Because, yeah, I like, that's, there's something compelling about that. And she embodies that. And some of the best I've seen in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from my perspective, there's no contest. This is a story that is tailor-made to speak to me at this exact moment in my life. This is all about grief and processing loss. Mm-hmm. And I've said numerous times why that speaks so deeply to me right now. And yeah, that is a character that I identify so strongly with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, top spot as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I think even alongside, as you mentioned, like, relatability is great, but that isn't just what makes her so good. It is seeing her transformation from being meek and kind of downtrodden on herself to actualizing that she has this potential and then owning it and coasting on this to survive this really, really shitty thing that happened.
Yeah. And learning to have friends.
Yeah.
After the whole world has seemed against her for so long, like, opening up to people.
Yeah.
Talking.
She's great.
Yeah, top tier. Well, that does still leave the question.
Akira Fudo.
I haven't seen it.
Yep.
I gotta go with Akira Fudo, just for everything I said, and I haven't seen any of the show.
Man, that's amazing. We have Shiraishi and then Akira.
Well, I'm not gonna dig in my heels. Let it be known that I personally believe that Akira from After the Rain is the best Akira on this list.
Respect. And I'm sure if we'd seen it, we might agree, but good faith and all that.
Yeah. It's like, at the end of the day, like, Devilman Crybaby is not something that, I mean, I just talked about how deeply Shirase spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
Devilman Crybaby is not a story that spoke to me on that deep level, but it is one that spoke especially to Kieran.
Yeah.
And so, like, this list is meant to be representative of the three of us here on the show. So I think it is important to respect that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the pity Fudo.
All right. So, best the main character, Winter 2018. Runner-up, Akira Fudo of Devilman Crybaby. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Shirase from A Place Further Than the Universe.
There you go, Shirase.
That's good. That's a good pick. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. No, I got no complaints. But, you know, you can't be a main character without supporting characters unless you're Tom Hanks, in which case you get a volleyball. That's your supporting cast. best supporting character. Got some nominees here. Elias of Ancient Magus Bride. Silver of Ancient Magus Bride. Iwashi Dani from Hakame and Makochi. 02 from Darling in the Franxx. Mari from A Place Further Than the Universe. Genki-chan, Hinata, rather, of A Place Further Than the Universe. Shira Ishii, a.k.a. Idol Girl of A Place Further Than the Universe. Hitman Girl, couldn't tell you his real name if I tried, of Hakata Tonkotsu Ramens.
No.
Oh, okay.
Chinese, man.
And Shido from Killing Bites.
Yeah, we have. Unfortunately, Shido's off that list now. Feel like he kind of gets moved to another spot after that ending.
Actually, that is a fair point. We did make this list before. Next category, by the way, is Best Antagonist.
Yeah.
We made this list before watching the Killing Bites finale. I suppose that's a conversation that we should have right now.
Yeah, I put Shido on that antagonist list. Good damn. God damn.
I don't know. Was the Destroyal a good thing?
See, Shido...
He set up a paradise for all the furries. He's a good guy.
He did make Zootopia. Like, as I said before, that's what he did. And you'd think I'd be all about that. But also, he, like, murders two people and then has to...
He didn't do anything.
Oh, right. I forgot. They died of heart failure.
That's right.
Well, I mean, he also did order the death of our viewpoint, not main character.
Yeah, orders the death of you.
Triggering a transformation that will probably be the coolest thing in anime ever.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Antagonists always trigger transformation.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, you've only solidified my point. Thank you, Kieran.
Fine.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I think, like, it's so awkward because for 11 of 12 episodes, he is not fulfilling the role of antagonist.
Yeah, just clearly shadowy, like, something's up. You know, it's probably not good to trust him.
Yeah.
But he was Gendo Ikari that shit the whole time.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think he belongs in the antagonist list.
I mean, Lady in Red is probably the bigger antagonist out of the two of them, but.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah. All right. Moving Shido down to the next list. There we go. Let's see who else we got here. So Uwashi Dani has a cool design. He has a cool character. I don't know, man.
Look. If he doesn't get first place, he's getting second place. Don't fucking fight me on this one, okay?
We will have that discussion later. Let's not start with the hard fight. Guys, you know how I feel about 02. Manic Pixie Dream Girl, boring, move on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, she's the best part of that
show. Yeah, it's just, it's just acknowledgement that she is the best part of it.
Yes.
There you go.
She's got a great design. She's an interesting character. Yeah. Out.
All right.
Bye, 02. You were the best of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Silver on this list.
This is an acknowledgement because I love all of her stuff in that.
Yeah, everything she's had in the second half was really good.
Yeah, what I was about to say is she gets very little focus. What she does get, like, basically half of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a really good half of that episode. That is another highlight of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have argued Ruth be on here, but Ruth actually kind of doesn't have much to do in the second core. I loved him. The moment he was introduced and all the stuff he was, involved with, for the most part, I loved. But, yeah, we're in the second season. He kind of actually drops the ball there.
Yeah.
So, same with Elias. I think... Man, if it were up to me, I wouldn't have even put Elias on here because he... Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like there were inklings of more like complex development, which is what I wanted. We got a heel turn from him. We got something of more substance with him turning more monstrous, chasing after her and the fox, and a bit like, you know, the fairies going like, hey, you belong here.
Yep.
You know, you got some of that, but just... Nothing done with it, really.
Yeah, I think, like, had a lot of potential, but how clumsily they tried to wrap up that character arc, kind of, much like the core in general, kind of sours the rest of it.
Yeah.
I liked his darker moments. I actually loved them. I love the fact that he was so conflicted. And then they bungled the ending, and it's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unfortunately, in, like, this being a... 25 episode series?
24.
This being 24 episodes and having an ending that does not address the problems that, frankly, very much needed to be addressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that brings Elias way down than if they just left it open-ended.
I know. I think he was our pick last season, though, was the best.
I think so.
Yeah, because he was the coolest. He was complex. Yeah. He was dark. Yeah. You wanted to root for him, even though you knew there were problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, here, if it weren't for that ending, I think he'd be still way high up there. But yeah, nah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, living in that same spot as, you know, of being the best of a bad a bad group, Hitman Girl, like clearly the best character in that fucking
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, by a million miles.
Yeah.
But also, I think, stood out by comparison with the walking sacks of bore that were everybody else in that show.
Yeah.
Like, viewed on... It is his, right? Am I using the correct pronoun?
Oh, he's just, he's a cross-dresser.
Yeah,
not
yeah
a,
okay. I think so.
So, yeah. All right, so I can say his. All right. Yeah. Like, his, like, what does he really have going for him? He's a cross-dressing assassin that wants revenge. Those are all surface-level qualities. There's no... At least in the portions that we watched.
Yeah.
There's no depth to that character.
Oh, I disagree. By and large, one of my favorite things about him is how stubborn he is. Because when he gets pushed around by the mob, he fights, like, when, at the moment he feels like he's being disrespected, he fucking just cuts and is like, no, what? No, fuck you, you give me my money. And then he fucks off. When he meets up with Bomba, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to wait for those assholes to either give me my money and I'm going to kill every assassin that they send, or they're never going to pay me, and, well, I'm not working for them anymore, because fuck that. And I love that about him. I love the fact that he doesn't take shit, but he's also immature. Like, that's the other problem about him, is that he's not a mature person. He might say, fuck you, you can't push me around, but he doesn't handle those very well. His response to that is usually either violence or very reactionary, and you get where that comes from. He grew up kind of like homeless, so yeah, he's a bit quick to pull out a knife. And that's the part I like about him. He's rough around the edges. He takes no shit. He's immature. He's a firecracker. And that's why I was like, that's why when you pair him up with Bomba, this character that's supposed to ground him, no, I hated it. It's like, don't.
Well, that's just because Bomba's lame.
Well, yeah. Again, Bomba was lame. I was like, don't.
Like, that odd couple dynamic could have worked.
It could have.
Except that the other half of it let it all down.
Yeah, exactly. Zhao.
Probably.
Yeah.
Something.
Hitman Girl is actually a character that I really enjoyed. Which is what made, like, if that character hadn't been there, Hakutsukutsu Ramens would have been off my, like, I would have killed that show in that second
one. Oh, totally, yeah.
But he's the thing that got me excited. When his sister died, I was actually kind of upset for him, because I'm like, oh, shit, they just flat out killed your sister. That's some Game of Thrones level of, like, nope, not even going to wait, and like, not even going to wait for it, just going to do it to you. And that's, like, I liked that. But that does not make him better than some of the other people on this list.
Yeah, like, that's... You do bring up some good points, some aspects to that character that I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
I still don't think any of that puts him above, for example, any of the three from Place Further Than the Universe.
No.
So, with respect, cutting Hitman Girl off the list.
Yeah. See, again, the fuck buddies are our way of acknowledging.
Yeah.
Not just giving it to them, but, hey. Yeah. So, three girls, one ring. What do you do?
Okay, I think we know Shiraishi is the weakest.
Shiraishi is the weakest. She's got lots of cool stuff about her. She's funny in her... Mm-hmm. Oh, God, she's so funny in her like dry, sarcastic responses. How many times she says, I will murder you. I love that about her. And her on-screen presence being a... Like, night and day switch between her night. Average, actual personality is amazing. What a fantastic character trait for her to have. And her conflict is relatable as hell, making friends and trusting people. Yeah, I relate heavily to Shiraishi in a couple of ways. That being said, she is kind of weak.
I mean, compared to the top tier that we're about to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't honestly know if Shura Ishii is the weakest, but I think Hinata's the strongest.
Ooh, interesting.
I feel that too.
See, if funny enough, when we were going into this, I thought when we first met Hinata, when we had all four together, I was like, Hinata's the weakest.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah.
Man, I never felt like that.
I thought that at the beginning.
The reason I thought that, and God help me, this show only got better. Like, I'm going to put it out there.
Agreed.
The show only got better. When she was introduced, my first response to Hinata was, oh, you're that one. You're the comic relief. You're the one who's going to be goofy and all this. And I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for the depths of Hinata. I wasn't ready for the odd emotional maturity of Hinata.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit me hard. Like the episode with Shirase, where they're sharing a room together.
Oh,
and
yeah, I know.
Her
yeah.
responses to Shirase when she tries to, like, pry. Oh, fuck, man. I knew exactly what she was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I've got to go take a shower.
Yep, I'm fine. Shut up.
Yeah, like, I'm going to go take a shower. That stonewall of smile. I'm like, oh, that's so rough.
I think another reason why this character might have stuck out to me right from the beginning is she reminds me so much of one of my sisters.
Aw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like that stubborn streak a mile wide, that weird combination of maturity and immaturity, mm-hmm. that insistence on going her own way and doing her own thing. Yeah, all of those things, I'm instantly like, oh, that's Rachel. Yeah, I've got two sisters. I don't think either of them are watching this, but if they are, I don't think either of them had any illusions of which one I was talking about. love you, Chrissy. You are nothing like Hinata.
No. Apparently nothing like Rachel either.
And they're twins.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, fraternal ones. They don't even look like sisters.
Yeah, the best girl is probably Hinata in my eyes. Ever since that episode with Shirase. And just continuously, she was always had more to her than I expected. And I think that was the fun of it. And just having that episode where Shirase like stands up for her, that was really good. I feel like she was kind of she felt like the bit of like the mature backbone that some of them needed at points.
So lastly, we have Kimari. Which is still funny.
Oh, yeah.
Which is still funny to me, considering, you know.
Yeah.
She's the main character in terms of how the show wants to put her off, like on all the marketing and the opening and stuff. But so Kimari is adorable. I love her.
Oh yeah.
And she's actually probably the character that when I was younger I was closest to.
Mm-hmm.
As I've gotten older, I want to be more of a, like, I feel like I'm more of a mixture of Hinata and Shirase. Shiraishi. Yeah, I'm more of a mixture of them as I've gotten older. But Kimari is that character that I look at and I'm like, oh, you sweet, empathetic, dumb little girl. I love you so much, and all you want to do is just make your friends happy and have all these adventures. And I love it. Like, she's great, and her interaction with other characters is always great. She's a character that works the best with others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which sometimes to her detriment, as with her friend Meg.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That whole thing. Very good.
Yep. Shout out to Megumi. Yeah. By the way, like, God, a show just flushed with great characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Megumi was.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little late to put her on this list, but yeah, great character.
Just a call out.
Yeah. Not gonna make the top two, I don't think. But
no.
Give her her due. Give her her props. Real good character.
But yeah. If I had to be completely honest, it's like, in terms of the weakest, that might actually be Kimari. Not because there's anything necessarily bad about her, but she just doesn't have the complexity that the others do.
Yeah, and I mean, her... like her whole thing was plucking up the courage to go on this trip. Mm. Once the trip is fully underway, in a lot of ways, her arc is kind of done.
Yeah, if I had to be completely honest with you, which is why they switch gears hard to Shirase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't even bother like giving you Kimari's point of view on most of this stuff anymore. In fact, their narration changes to Shirase. So it's like, yeah, you know, Kimari for the first couple episodes, fascinating, adorable, and funny. And she's got great moments. Like, there's none of these characters, like, again, let's be honest, these three characters are probably the best three characters we have on the list in terms of the supporting cast. I would only pick one of them for the top two. Like, I feel like that's fair. I want to be fair.
No, I think we should choose the two best characters.
Damn it!
I don't think Awashidani's one of them.
Awashidani was so cool. I liked
he was
him.
Cool.
He's very like, cool. Like, well, let's give him his due.
Yeah. Iwashidani's cool. Every time he was there, I'm like, yo, you're rad. But he outstayed his welcome in that one episode, and I didn't like it.
I don't even know that he outstayed his welcome, but at the end of the day, he's a one-note character.
Yeah.
That happens to be a note that I really like, which is fine. That's... You know, he's a good character, but just compared to these deep, well-rounded, well-written young women.
Okay, yeah. They're the, like, so basically it's going to be, okay, which out of these three girls is making the top two? All right, fine.
My personal pick would be Hinata Kimari, and that's honestly interchangeable.
Mine would be Hinata Shiraishi.
Oh, man.
So are we going with Hinata as like best?
Dude, that is my strong preference.
Yeah, okay, I think so, all right. Then who's our runner up?
I don't even know.
All right, it's Shiraishi or
Mari
Kimari.
Yeah.
I feel like Shiraishi had development at the beginning for two episodes, which is substantially less than we had with Kimari, and we got to see. Just, we got to see her. Her problem is that she is an idol and doesn't like dealing with all the bureaucratic bullshit, all the logistics you have to do, and she doesn't get along with her mom. All of that kind of gets resolved near the end, which is good. Like, she actually has some growth. But from, like, episode 4 to 12, what does she do?
She does have the conflict about friendship and what it mean, like, what that friendship means. And
she did have that.
And I do love that episode, especially the way it ends. Like, she has a great episode dedicated to that whole idea.
But who made that happen?
Kimari is a great character who plays off others.
I think
which
when
is
yeah.
actually a plus.
I think Kimari with anyone made for an interesting scene.
I think what pushes it over the edge for me is that Kimari had the subplot with her and Megumi, which was such an integral part of the first arc of this show.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Shiraishi, you're out.
No, because that, I do think that, like, what was it, episode 5? I think it was episode 5 where we have her with Megu at the end. And, like, that got me crying.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? That was fucking...
That was really good.
That wasn't fair.
Yeah. That was really good.
So, guys, best supporting character, Winter 2018, runner-up, Kimari, A Place Further Than the Universe. Winner, Hinata, A Place Further Than the Universe.
Iwashidani, you're in my heart. Your outfit looks dumb, but I love you.
So many great. So yeah, that was a almost a clean sweep of the two character categories, winner and runner up of each. Three out of the four. Place Further Than the
That's
Universe.
That's the reason the show's good, though, is because of that character writing.
Yeah, it's almost not even fair.
Yeah.